First off, with that, I won't bother wasting the time going back too much, but it's when you look at the league table, it's potentially quite a pivotal weekend, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously we had the break last week in the FA Cup, but we're looking forward to getting back into league action, hopefully get 3 points at Fleetwood this weekend. Obviously we've not had results of late that we'd like in the league. Maybe our performances have been there, so hopefully we can get 3 points this week.
I was going to say, nonetheless, it's not been quite as bad as it's been painted either, has it, in some quarters?
No, not at all. Yeah. I think we were fifth in the league table, yeah. Not that far off the top. A couple of times I've said we're the team that's now put around our 4, 5, 6 games, a wins together, so hopefully, you know, if we can hang in there and get that run that we had towards the back end of last season, we should be okay.
And it's a team that's eminently capable of that, isn't it? You've shown it last season, you've shown it at periods this season as well.
Yeah, of course. Even the games that we've not played well this season, we've come away with something at the game, which is important. But as I say, the last few games we've obviously got 3 points or not, so we just want to get back into the league action this weekend, hopefully put it right.
I know the manager's touched on this, and when you do look at the table, there just seems to be a little group now, isn't there, that's perhaps pulling away from the rest. Do you think this sort of division is going to end up being like that, or is it going to be sort of almost a war of attrition right until the very end?
No, I think it'll be close right until the end, you know, especially when it comes the time of the new year and the teams start getting injuries and stuff, you know. Yeah. I think that's where the big squad will probably play a part, but no, I think it'll go close right to the final.
Is that what gives you the confidence here as well, that, you know, when the nitty-gritty stuff starts, when those injuries bite, probably when the entire makeup of some teams will have to change, won't it? Is that what gives you the confidence here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like I said, at the back end of last season, we've seen the runs we managed to put together. The other teams started struggling. I mean, we went to being in relegation places, yeah, to finishing just a few points outside the playoffs. Yeah. So, I've got confidence in this group of players that come the turn of the year, we can put a good run together and hopefully get ourselves right in the
similar run of form this season. Well, see, so you take charge of the division, wouldn't you, let alone, yeah.
Well, listen, the few home games that we've dropped points in, if you look at that, and if we take maximum points for that, we'd probably be sitting at the top of the table at the minute. Everybody's a bit doom and gloom, but in here and in the change room and the coaching staff, you know, spirits are still high. As I say, people think that disappointing lately, but we're still right in there, so yeah, we can't forget that.
Are you confident, and I'm not putting words in your mouth here, which is unusual for somebody in my job, mm-hmm, I know, but are you confident you can go on a similar type of run again this year?
Yeah, we've got to be. I think even since the start of the season, the games are creating, we're playing a lot of the games in the opposition's half and getting crosses into the box and maybe just not putting the ball in the net. So, as soon as that starts happening, I'm more than confident we can get a run together.
Especially if you start combining it, we're going to have a run in possibly two cups.
That's it. Yeah. Listen, no matter what competition they're in, we want to win every game. We've seen last year what the FA Cup did for us, so hopefully we can get a similar run this year.
Why is it games like those ones you had in the cup and the one you've got coming up on Tuesday night? Because the general sort of school of thought outside the dressing room is that, oh, they're playing in the backside, they're getting the way. I'm not, you know, saying that's what everybody thinks, but that's the way they're often painted, isn't it? But what's the school of why are those proving such a great motivation?
Well, then last year when I came in, the clubs we played were in the leagues above. So you always try and go and obviously impress and see what you're capable of against the bigger clubs, etc. So, you know, when you start winning games like that, it only breeds confidence. And if you win one game and two and three, you think, well, you've got any games thinking, we're not going to lose here today, you know what I mean? You get that confidence, and that's important. And like I say, when you're playing any competition, it's good to win games, so we'll look to do that again.
That must affirm what you feel about yourselves, though, because you've not just done this once, have you? You did it against Aston Villa, you did it against Fulham, there was Nottingham Forest, you pushed Hull very close, you've done it against West Ham again this year.
No, that's it. Obviously we'll get QPR to come and obviously Southampton in the cup next week, but as I said, against the top clubs, that's the sort of games you want to play in and see how far you've come, etc. So we'll go next week again and against Southampton, we'll get a good go and see what happens.
Just the manager as well says he thinks you're in your best run of form since you've arrived at the club as well.
Yeah, well, I've managed to get a run of games now, so seeing a wee bit of consistency, so long may that continue, but listen, it's not just me, I think in recent weeks the team have been playing well, and as I said, we've maybe not had the results in the league that we've been looking for, but last week was a nice victory against Plymouth, so hopefully we can take that forward in the league this week.
Scrolling back, you said that was the one, I remember when you came in here, you said that's the one thing you felt that you hadn't had in England, but you know, that you'd come here for, was that consistent run in the team, wasn't it?
Yeah, obviously, as I said, the gaffer tried to get me a couple of times when he was elsewhere, so, but when he was interested in January, it was the one place I wanted to come, so got a run of games in the team and obviously benefit from it. And starting this season, obviously, I get left out after the first few games, but listen, I think sometimes you need that to give a kick up the backside. Yeah. And it looks as if it's working for me at the moment.
It must be nice when he's tried for you in the past as well. I know Chris O'Grady was talking about saying something similar, you know, but it's a big confidence boost.
Listen, if a manager wants you, and it's always nice, you know what I mean? It's a nice confidence booster. So, listen, that's what football's all about. You want to come and play games, and my manager says, Dave, look, come in, and they're going to be playing themselves. I mean, you know what I mean? Listen, this is a massive club, great coaching staff and a great group of players, so I was never going to knock that back. So I'm just happy to be here and obviously get a run in the side, which is happening at the moment, and I'm happy.